Any other impressions or overall sort of responses to what happened last night?
I think that there was a general sentiment that we are overdiagnosing disease. One of the questions that I brought up at the very end to each of the panelists was, how would you treat the following patient? He was a gentleman who was 60 years old, who had a PSA of 7. A normal rectal exam, because of the PSA of 7, had a 16-core biopsy, 8 on the right, 8 on the left, and only one core on the right showed a small focus of 3 plus 3, Gleason score 6, in a small area. Then after the biopsy was done, about 3-4 weeks later, he gets another PSA, and it's down to 3.8. And so the first PSA was artifactual, and he got biopsied probably inappropriately, yet he has this small cancer. What do you do? And what was brought up were everything from watchful waiting, brachytherapy, external beam radiation, surgery, with the understanding that we'd have to discuss the side effects of these local therapies versus nothing at all for a cancer that may not have clinical relevance. We also brought up the fact that, you know, more and more people now are getting PSA, which is probably appropriate, but coming with PSA is the problem of overdiagnosis and a case just like the one we presented.
And you brought up the point about the trials that are going to hopefully mature over the next few years, looking at screening. If those trials are clearly positive, for example, the way the breast cancer trials appear to be, do you think it will substantially increase screening in the United States?
Absolutely. I think that if you show a decrease in mortality using PSA, you will definitely increase screening. Right now, it's estimated that about 75% of the men in this country have had a single PSA. But in terms of men being serially screened, it's much, much less than 50%.
Okay.